Module 10, Dealing with Poor Team Players. When we manage a team, there will always be a time when we have to address a member or members that are not working well with the group. No one wants to be the bad guy, but if the employee is not confronted and not given the chance to improve, it can affect the other members of the team and could cause a domino effect for productivity. Learn the techniques of approaching this delicate situation and look out for your team as a whole, not just one member. Manage their results, not their activities. When a person manages an office, they can see for themselves what an employee is doing or what they are working on. However, on a virtual team, the progress can be much harder to monitor. Because of this, it is more important to monitor the employee's results rather than the individual activities. If the employee is delivering great work and it's on time, then the process of how they finish it means very little. For many employees, having the sense of freedom and trust can boost their confidence and improve productivity. However, if an employee is not completing work on time or is not turning in projects, then this is an indication of poor work habits, and the manager should investigate into what is causing the problem. Approach the employee and talk to them about their routine schedule. If needed, some form of an improvement plan to help them adjust their ways of completing assignments. Be proactive, not reactive. It is better to be prepared for any mishap before it happens, which is why it is important to be proactive rather than reactive. If we wait for something to go wrong before we act on it, we cannot think clearly about what to do, and it may be too late to fix. The same theory goes for team members. Do not sit back and wait for them to make a mistake before they are taught how to do something correctly. Monitor each employee's progress and notice any minor problems they may have along the way. Speak to the employee early on when the problem starts and try to find a way to guide them on the right path. This will prevent the problem from getting worse and having to use more damage control later. Being proactive will always keep you one step ahead and ready to help the employee succeed. Check in often. On the same lines of being proactive, be sure to check in with your employees often. They may not always have the chance to contact you or may not want to admit they need help. Schedule some form of regular communication for informal check-in times that best work for you and the employee. Check-in can be done by a phone call or simply sending an email. This will help both of you stay on track and allows you to report any feedback that needs to be addressed. Think of it as keeping a close eye on your flock and ensuring that you are there for them if they happen to go astray. Example forms of check-in methods: email, phone call, recurring group meeting, video chat. Remove them. Sometimes after a manager has tried several attempts to help an employee work well on a virtual team, they come to realize that the particular employee is just not a great fit and will need to be removed. Some employees can be too disruptive to their teammates or are not able to work independently. This can cause problems for the whole team and should be addressed right away. Before you decide to remove the employee, make sure your ducks are in a row and that you have done all you can to help them succeed, such as personal help or extra training. If you have followed all the correct guidelines and the employee does not show any type of improvement, then you can take the next steps in removing the employee from the virtual team. Some employees may be reassigned to another department in the company, while others may need to be fired altogether. Review all of their available options and determine which would be best for the company and the virtual team. Case study. Bridget was reviewing an employee's recent evaluation. Shannon was having trouble meeting her sales quota by the end of the month and hadn't contacted Bridget for any help. Bridget wondered what her routine was like since her end results were not coming out very well. Bridget decided to give Shannon a call at her office across town and discuss what was going on. When Shannon came on the line, Bridget asked her if she was having any problems or if she needed any assistance with her work. Shannon told her she was having trouble meeting her sales quota but hadn't put much thought into it. So Bridget decided to sign Shannon on for an additional training with another lead member and hopefully boost some of her sales. She warned Shannon that if she did not put more effort into her work, she could be removed from the team and reassigned to another position.